I always laugh because this time of year is about the worst time of year for me to try to talk to a group of people about how camp is going, because my mind is going 100 different places. There's lots of things going on, and I'm more than exhausted. So we've got about a we've got a group leaving today, a group coming in tomorrow over the weekend, and then Monday through Friday is our last Angel Tree camp, youth camp. And from there, we move on to our retreat groups on the weekends until November. So I am glad to be here, even though I'm exhausted. I guess I'm just going to kind of tell you about what's kind of been going on and then go questions after that. We're finishing up. All of the LED lights are done except for one single light that didn't get, anyways, it's got to get returned because it is not functioning correctly. So all of the LED lights have been replaced in the cabins, in the bathhouse, in the dining hall, and in the chapel. So those are all done. We continue to replace two cabins worth of mattresses every year. We started that kind of project last year so that we can upgrade and keep the mattresses nice. They're 16, 18 years old and need to be replaced. So keep moving forward with that, as well as our AC units. We've been continued to replace two of those cabins a year. That is really easy. You just take the one unit out and put the new one in. The only problem that I've had is whoever put the outlets in, I'm looking at somebody that was a volunteer there at that time, you should have put the outlet on the side where the cord is, not on the other side. So the outlet is over here and the cord is here. Some of those cords are long enough, some of them are not. So we've had some fun with that. The prairie area that we planted this last February, maybe. Was it February, Jim? You remember? Okay. The grasses are growing. There's a few weeds in there, and there's a lot of flowers as well coming up. So it's exciting to see that come together. We've got work day on a weekday coming up this September like we did last year, which worked out really well. So those that are retired or able to come up during the day on Tuesdays can come up. And we've got a lot of painting to do outside, painting of the chapel, power washing and staining decks, tree cutting, and all those sorts of things. That would be September 11th, 18th, and 25th. So just not the first Tuesday. But those other Tuesdays, and it's worked well. And if there's, you know, people that are driving quite a ways, we're always willing to house you in one of the cabins for the night, or if you want to stay for 2 days, we'll accept that as well. We're not going to discourage you from doing that. So I have a story about the summer, but I'll share that later during our general body sessions. The biggest thing that we discussed yesterday during our camp board meeting was the a new shelter area. This area being able to use it for when there's rain and the kids can still have a large area to play outside. Right now, the only area would be the chapel, inside the chapel, or the dining hall lodge. So this is a 40 by 60, all open sides with a metal roof on it and a metal ceiling in it. So we've approved that building and just trying to come down on some of the bids and see if I can't talk them down and get that to a better price point for us.
Part of the camp board thinking was that the roof of that shelter could be used to put
So the same thing with the way our maintenance building was built, with the intention of possibly putting some more solar panels on the top of that. The same construction will be made in putting the shelter area up, that the trusses and everything will be to specs to be able to put on more solar panels if that is the direction that we want to move in the future. Physically located, if you are looking, if you're standing outside of the kitchen door and there's the grill area that's with the green roof that was in memorial to Rick Garrison, it would be in between that grill area and the shelter house down there, just to the east of the grill area, not attached to it at all, but a separate going to the east from there. One of the issues that I was frustrated with this summer was, some of you know Tom McDonald, who has been our electrician, plumber, HVAC, joke teller, everything that he has done for camp the last several years. I've kind of, he's my uncle, so I guess I can say this. So, sometimes he's a little grumpy when he comes. And, but I can understand where he's coming from. But he was always very, very quick to respond if I called and said, hey, I've got a cabin that doesn't have AC in it. Can you be out here this afternoon? And he was always quick to come and get it done. So if you see Tom out and about somewhere, please tell him thank you from Camp Quaker Heights for giving us such good service the last several years. That being said, I've been struggling to find I want to say good, trustworthy people, but I mean, the people that have come have done a good job. I just don't know them like I've known Tom for the last 20 years. So it's been a learning experience for me, and that frustration being, am I going to pay somebody $100 an hour, or am I going to be frustrated for the next 4 hours and try to figure it out myself? I've done that on a couple of things. I've been frustrated and figured out myself and saved camp some money doing that. But there's been a couple of things that I've been busy doing other things, and I've got way too much other stress, and so I just say, hey. So the frustrating thing was me, AC went out in the lodge, and we paid somebody $280, and they probably were there for a half hour. But it was one of those things where I think I paid more for them to be there right away, as opposed to, hey, come in the next couple of days. I think it would have been much cheaper. So, and all he did was unplug some stuff and put a new thing in, and that was that. So I may try to be a little bit more not stingy. I may make some calls to the up and ups of those, of the heating and air company, and be like, look, we're a church camp. Can you give us some kind of price discount as opposed to paying, in my mind, way too much for a half hour's worth of work? So, one of the things that I wanted to touch on, that we touched a little bit on our board meeting last year, I know at yearly meeting and years past in yearly meeting, we've talked about Lakeview, who rents about 7 weeks worth of camps from us, about 7 weeks. They are in the process of building their new camp. They bought it in 2012. They've been developing, fundraising. They are building their first building on their site, which is called their Impact Building. It will sleep about 40 43, 45 people, have a meeting area for up to 75 people. But the from what I have heard, what I've seen, that plan for that building is for their summer staff that stay there on site in Pella, running their day camps and other camps that they run out of Pella, not affecting 2019, what they will rent from us next year. But looking at all their plans and everything else, I mean, they're building, like I've said, multi-million dollars. They're looking to raise $11 to $15 million to build the next couple of buildings that they're going to build. So it is going to take a while. So, like I've said, they're probably two or three of their camps that they run will go down there when they get their buildings built. But some of those, I think they will still use Camp Quaker Heights. And in talking with Diana, their director, maybe she's just saying it to me to pat me on the back, but she says Camp Quaker Heights is her favorite place to be. She loves the staff that we have there and the facility that we have. So, yeah. Inspections went well this year. We always have a boiler inspection, a pool inspection, and a inspection of our kitchen. Those all went well. We've got a new food inspector, so I was a little nervous about that, but everything went fine. Didn't have any issues with anything, so huge thanks to Amy in the kitchen who makes sure everyone's following the rules and putting things where they are and labeling things and taking all those precautions. So, but I guess other than that, I'll leave it open to questions or comments. Tom?
If you didn't have a dollar problem, basically, what would be your biggest dreams for
you? I almost brought this up in the camp board meeting yesterday, but I did not. Every other camp, when you go to camping conferences, I guess I won't say every other camp, but probably 9 out of 10 or more camp has their own, the camp itself has their own program director that programs things at their camp. Right now, Alicia and I program family camp and man camp. That's just the two that, am I missing any, Alicia? Those are just the two that we as Camp Quaker Heights program. So if I had a dream to dream, it would be that Camp Quaker Heights could have our own program director, and when Reformed is gone, we could program the 7 weeks that they wouldn't be renting. That's a lot of money. Another staff person and all that to go along with it. So I don't know what that would look like. What do you think, Larry? I guess it has kind of plateaued the last couple of years. Stayed the same. But some, like Thomas said, some of that has been Mac and Bernie have been bringing Meskwaki kids, and I think at elementary camp there was 10 or 12 of those kids. So, but if I guess I will tell you about the Lakeview's high school camp. They are probably about the same numbers that our high school camp would have been this year. I think they might have had 45 kids in their high school camp. I'm 33, so I don't.
4 years ago, I was directing a weekend camp for high schools, and we had four Quaker camps: Woolman, Fox, Barkley, and Penn. We now have 2 week-long camps and a little fry camp where you get the little kids there with their parents, so hopefully they'll come to the elementary, which used to be Fox and Woolman. And the high school camp used to be Penn and Barkley, and so those camps are now together. So there's fewer kids, there's fewer camps.
Yeah, I would say even in the 2000s when we had everything separated out, Rick even played with some of the junior high camps. I remember a boys' camp and a girls' camp. And that was before Lakeview wanted any weeks, and so there was a lot more wiggle room or play room to do more.
So I just want to say, don't beat yourself up on the price of labor when you're hired out, as bad as you seem to do. There's a saying, you don't pay the plumber to bang on the pipes, you pay the plumber to know where.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's something to consider as you try to be a good steward. So it's not bad stewardship, in my opinion, to see you pay that money and do what you need to do to keep the camp running. I know money is a tight thing, but it's supply and demand. You go to somebody and you say, I need this fixed right now, and they come and fix it. You're not going to be in a good position to negotiate.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's especially June, July, and August. That's where I'm probably the most apt to say, "Hey, let the professional come and do it." I've got my mind's going other places, and I got other stuff to do. So that's usually the situation would have happened in the off season, I probably would have tried to take the time and figure it out myself. Thanks, James. I know, I've heard that before. you pay the plumber to know where to bang on the pipe, so. Yep, and one of those things was a code thing this summer. We had a leak in our well pit. A guy came to look at it, and he said, who put this stuff together for you? I said, I honestly couldn't tell you. He's going, well, you have sewer fittings on your main line water main. He's like, that is not up to code. And he's like, also there was some stuff with having the well and the raw water being not separate but not separate. I'll just say that. And he said, if the DNR came right now, you would get a huge fine. He's like, I'll pretend like I didn't see that, and I will come back and fix it. So that issue is fixed, and both of those problems are fixed with the both code things. So excuse me? Yes. Tall Oaks is being used now more than ever. I guess that is one thing I did not talk about was this is the first year. If you look at financially where Tall Oaks was in 2012, 11, 13, and where it is now, as far as the revenue that Tall Oaks brings in, 11, 12, 13, it was bringing in close to 10 to 12,000 a year, and now we've got it rented out, so we're bringing in, I think we've been anywhere from 17 to 24,000 just for Tall Oaks. And so this year we decided, with kind of trying, we were struggling to find staff at the beginning of the summer, and we thought, well, what can we do to help alleviate some of the stuff that staff does? And one of those things is cleaning Tall Oaks. So we hired somebody locally to clean Tall Oaks every week, and that has helped the staff not be so stressed out about, you know, 9 more bedrooms to clean, 9 more toilets to clean, and it also helped our marriage. So I honestly, Deb, praise God, because Friday last year during the summer was not a, you did not want to be around either one of us probably, because it was just a stressful day. So trying to finish everything up, cleaning everything for the group coming in Friday night. So so the first part, what was the first part of your question? Yes. Yeah, so the camp board allows us to go to camping conferences. We have never gone to the national one because it's ridiculous amount of money, but we go to the kind of regional one that's either, most of the time it's in Wisconsin. So we go to that, and it's just, not that talking with all of you, it's just different because there are people in camping ministry. Yes, so we can laugh and tell stories and cry and. So I'm thankful to our board that allows us to do that and pays those fees for us to go to those conferences. It's just a huge blessing for us. And the fun thing is, too, being able, we've taken our kids to a couple of them, and it's, but as. That is something, when we go to our camping conferences, that a lot of times they'll do like a tour, and so it's really fun to see, oh, man, that's a really good idea. I want to bring that back. Or why in the world do they do it that way? That is a terrible, terrible idea. I can't believe they do that. But I just say that to myself. When but I, in speaking to that, I would, you know, I've never been out to the camp in Colorado. Quaker Ridge. I've never been to Camp Quaker Haven in Indiana. I've never been to the one in Kansas. I don't know what the one in Kansas is called. Quaker Haven as well? Okay. We have lots of CQHs. Yeah.
Just how can we support you as missionaries? Cash probably is good.
Yeah. Cash is always good. And whether, you know, there's some individuals that give me checks personally and give me a hug. That means a lot. There are people that send notes. And that means a lot as well. So I know there's lots of people praying for us throughout the year. If we did this meeting at the beginning of the summer, I wouldn't cry so much. So Your prayers and support mean a lot, so thank you. And I'm over my time, so I'll be done. Thank you very much.